Hey everyone, this is Chris Keys for Premier Guitar, hanging out with Za, the guitar tech for Sinister Gates and Johnny Christ. How you doing, Za?
Good, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well. We're in your dark little dungeon here. Hopefully we got enough little light to show everything, but
I got my trusty flashlight.
That'll help. So let's start with the guitars over here.
Diamond Series, Sinister model. We're playing all the same model, just different colors, and there's three different tunings. The different thing about these guitars is the Sustainiac pickup, a couple micro switches, and that's it, basically, for guitars. I mean, they're all the same.
What tuning's this one on?
This one is drop D. The other tunings are, we call C sharp, but it's drop D and then down half step. And then there's standard tuning. We just call E, you know. So there's three tunings. I have three main guitars. Like I said, same models, different radio packs. And then I have a fourth radio pack that we use kind of for the solo. It's a little bit shorter strap, you know. This way you can really get in there and play.
Is there anything variation between, other than tunings or strings or anything between the different models?
Tunings. Just the tunings are... different, and there's just a couple different colors in hardware, you know. I mean, the other one was black and silver pinstripe. This is gold. It has gold hardware, gold pinstripe. This one over here has it's white, has gold hardware, gold pinstripe. So I mean, they're all the same though, basically.
And they all have the what's in the bridge position? I know the Sustainiac's in the neck, but
Sustainiac.
What's in the bridge for the pickup?
Which is Seymour Duncan. I think Invader.
What gauge strings does he use?
10 through 52.
So light top, heavy bottom.
Light top, heavy bottom, yep. Okay, so...
what about guitar picks?
Guitar picks. He uses these very thick, heavy Dunlops. You can check them out. They're pretty thick. I'm not sure what gauge, you know what I mean?
Do you know why he prefers a thicker pick?
It's
prefers this one.
Personal preference, you know what I mean?
Can't go wrong with that.
Passes into my AT wireless units. I have, and then they're divided up into the switcher. So there's each frequency for, each tuning guitar, and then I have a spare. I chose not to run a whole lot of frequencies at one time because, you know, I'm just battling frequencies with the monitor guy, and sometimes it becomes a hassle, you know. So anyways, I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask you, do you ever get too worried about being too close to the hot box up here? In case people are wondering the noises they're hearing, it's the pyros happening?
No, man, it's actually
keeps you
cooler
warm
down here than when you're off stage. You know, I mean, it gets heated up off stage. You know, I mean, off stage, I should say off left where I was normally located. But, you know, on stage, it's hot.
Try to fuck with the pilot.
So it goes through the wireless units into the multi-selector, which I select, whatever guitar, you know, I have it into tuning. Some guys have them numbered, you know, and they flip-flop straps. I flip-flop a couple. I choose to flip-flop a couple rather than throw another wireless in, like I said, because, you know, I'm not a fan of running, you know, a million frequencies out here. Okay, so then it goes through the switcher, the selector, goes into the rack mount Crybaby. I place two pedals out on the stage, one on his pedal board and one a little bit off stage left. So he could choose which one he wants to use. And then it goes out of the Crybaby into the Hellwind head, which is Sinister's model here that Schecter made. I guess you got the lights. So this is Sinister Gates Hellwind model. It's 100 watt. It's great. It's real versatile. It has... it's a three-channel head. It has two dirty channels, high-gain channels. It has a clean channel, but with two voicings. So you can get two different sounds out of it.
What are the sounds that he gets, or what are the voicings kind of leaning towards in terms of the two different sounds?
I like it!
Oh, you know, I mean, one's more of a fatter, cleaner, or one more of a fatter, warmer tone, and another one might be a little bit brighter. You know what I mean? I don't know what he was modeling him after, you know what I mean, personally. But so I'm just explaining the amp here. And there's two channels on clean. There's an effects loop, which we have programmed in all the time because for what we're running for effects is the Fractal XFX2,
okay,
which is awesome, you know, and he chose that. I mean, it's a nice unit, and he wrote some custom scales in there that sound really fat. You know, this amp The amp is awesome. 100 watt. I mean, it gets all the tone and balls from this amp. It's really nice. Like I said, there's the effects loop. There's the the boost. You know, that's easy to program MIDI. You know, it's just a tap of a switch, really, and hold it in. There's a focus knob. You know, it just kind of tightens things up a little bit, loosens it up. And the cool thing about it is there's a gate, a built-in gate on there. And you know, on the high gain, it just helps out tremendously. And when you go to a clean channel, it bypasses the gate, which is awesome. You know, and
how does he have these set up in terms of you pointed out the focus switch?
Oh, it's just on normal. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's normal. And then we run from the, like I said, we just run the effects loop on the Helwyn for the fractal, and which is controlled by the. By the MFC 101 fractal unit, and you know, like I said, there's sometimes we put the you know, I keep one on the board, a wah-wah, and then I place one just a little bit off stage left for him. And
is there, when he goes through the patches, are the patches designed for each song, or
some
are they for just for sounds?
No,
that he
some
gets?
Are, like I said, some patches are designed for the songs, you know, which are the custom scales, and the other ones are. You know, just your basic fat dirty and your fat clean, you know what I mean? You know, which he gets all that from, you know, the Helwyn. And it's all run into a Helwyn cabinet, which is over here into this ISO box. A Helwyn Schecter, Helwyn 412 cabinet. And it's in an ISO box, so, because all the guys aren't in here, so we don't have any amps on stage. And the sound is isolated, and... you know, you can gain up the mics and not pick up any ambient noise, and you know, crank up the amps, and it's nice. And it's off stage, and it's fairly quiet, you know. And so all the guys in the band are in ears. I'm on in ears myself, and that's basically the guitar rig. Okay, this is a set list, and I have it broken down because I take care of two guys basically in the band. So, anyways, there's the tunings. Here's my little notes, you know. The bass guitars are up here, and that's my strategy for the night, basically, you know what I mean?
Keep things straight.
Yeah, that's how I keep things straight, you know, I keep things going. And
well, do you mind taking us through Johnny's gear quick, too?
Yeah, Johnny's got the Schecter basses. All, you know, they're, like I said, they're kind of like Sins guitars. They're all the same model, but they're different tunings, you know what I mean? And so, and there's also EMGs in here, and there's, in the center position, there's a guitar pickup, which is kind of cool, a little bit different. He was looking for kind of a, you know, kind of a growly sound, you know what I mean? For a couple songs.
What songs does he use that for? Do you know off the top of your head? What songs he uses a guitar, specifically the one with the guitar pickup in it?
Well, it's a blend.
Okay.
So I'm saying, basically, he starts out with it blended in the middle, and you know, there might be a couple certain times where he bumps it up to the guitar pickup, but pretty much, you know, he likes the combination, the blend of both. You know, Relicky Sunburst. You got your master volume, you know, your bass, your treble, and then your blend for your pickup, which is your guitar pickup there, and then your EMG bass pickup there.
Which EMG is that?
I'm not even sure what model, you know what I mean? So.
Is that an 85?
You know, I'm not even sure really what Johnny put in there. All the same models, different tunings, three different tunings.
The same here.
Yeah, same basically, you know, just different artwork really. Goes through the same wireless units, through the same switcher. Comes out of the switcher, goes into a couple of DIs here, which we get from Dunlop. We got one for clean, one for dirty. And then we come out and we go into this P-split, and I just have one kind of hanging out for a spare. And I'm not using this noise gate, so that doesn't matter. And I got one hanging out for a spare. Beef up the clean tone with this Galleon 2001 RB. And the Fusion 550 is just a spare that I have in there in case, you know, but I want to get another 2001. Yeah, the main one. So we get a clean DI sound, and then we get a DI sound dirty with the chorus. You know, the only effect is a chorus. He uses it backcountry. You know, I pop that in and out for them. That's it, really. So there's like two direct sound, two DI sounds, a clean and a dirty, and then you get beef up the clean a little bit, I guess. The sound guys like it. I like it also. Is with the 2001 RB. And that goes into a galleon cabinet out here, which isn't in a ISO box. So, you know, it offends some people sometimes because it gets kind of loud.
Do you do the switching too for Sinister, or does he do that out front?
No, Sinister does all the switching out front, you know what I mean? I got two guys, and, you know, and with Floyd's too, and sometimes, you know, it'd be, I would hate to miss a cue because I'm dicking around with some kind of Floyd or a bass issue or something, you know?
Thanks a lot, Zod. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, you know. Thank you, guys. And wish I could have been more detailed and everything, but that's what the internet's for, right?
True story.
Go online and look it up, man. Buy a helmet head and check out the gear. It's all top-notch, man, for sure.
Because if it's on the internet, it's real.
Yeah, man, that's what they say.
All right, we're over here with Billy. Billy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Billy's a guitar tech for Zachy Vengeance, so we're over here by the guitars. You care to talk to us about what Zachy's using?
Yeah, he uses all Schecter guitars. They really take care of us pretty well. Give us pretty much whatever we want. These are his main guitars. He's a lefty, I'm a righty, so that's why I'm holding it upside down. Schecter makes these for us. They do a lot of cool custom work for him too, but this is pretty much standard stock, what you can buy if you were to buy his signature model. Exactly how you get it. And I don't know if they've got the pickup engraving on the customs, but Seymour Duncan pickups, just the same, I believe, in the...
Do you know which particular pickups are on this one?
I believe these are JBs. They give us a lot of different... We've got a couple that have hand-wound pickups from them. I'll show you some of that.
Yeah, I know they're getting their custom shop kind of really up and going, too.
And then... That guitar is for his drop D tunings,
okay.
And that's his main for drop D tunings. And this is his main for his drop C sharp tunings. These, they relic for him. It looks just like stage wear, and they've got like all that. They give you a good like belt buckle rash, and they feel really good. A lot of the binding comes like already yellowed, and he really likes these. These are his mains for drop C sharp. His main for his E standard. He only played one E standard song, Buried Alive, but this is his main for that. And it's another custom color from Schecter. It's flat green. And and they all have the 6661 on them. This is a custom one from Schecter. He plays this in E standard. And it's the only one we have that's got string through body. And he's got another camo one that they made for him that's got custom wound pickups from them. They're like, I believe they call it a Schecter Blade or something like that. But
what does he like? Has he ever conveyed to you what he likes about anything particular with the string through body versus, you know, the other ones?
You know what? The string through, he hasn't really played this that much live. He started as with this as his main, and then we switched over to that one. He didn't really, and plus he only plays one song in the set in E standard. So, I mean, he hasn't really said that he likes the string through better or not, but it's supposed to just be a better sustain. It's the only one that he has that string through. Everything else has a stop bar. I mean, they do so much cool stuff. But yeah, the inlays on this, they've got really good guys working in the inlay shop over at Schecter. They put his Switchblade logo in there. They put all kinds of stuff for him. And we've also got a guitar with a Floyd Rose on it. We haven't been playing it on this tour, so it's still actually locked up. It's only played on one song. It's in C sharp, and it's played on Little Piece of Heaven. But they haven't been doing it on this tour, so I haven't really had to deal with the Floyd Rose at all.
Leave the Floyd business for Sinister.
Yeah, but I mean, the Floyd is actually easy. It's like takes a little bit more time in setup, but then like the staying in tune factor is pretty awesome. You know, you can like dive bombs all day on that thing, and it doesn't really go out of tune. And we've got an acoustic as well, and we haven't really been playing on this tour.
If you were to play it, which songs does he bring it up?
Okay. Just one song, Seize the Day. Here, I'll actually take this. Yeah, I keep it on top of my vault just because you never know. They could decide one day, oh, we're going to put it in the set. So I always keep it ready. But it's another Schecter, and they did the same. They did a lot of checking and stuff on it to make it look worn. I believe this one might have cracked at one point. No, we've got another one that cracked at one point, and they've fixed it. Yeah, it pretty much, and that, they'll also do that with any of their guitars. Like, at the end of a touring cycle, they will refurbish everything. They'll put in new electronics, and all kinds of stuff. They're, like I said, they really take care of us over there.
So checking's good, cracking's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great thing about these Relic guitars and all of the hardware that we get. It looks worn, but it's not. So all the moving parts that are supposed to move are still functional. Like, but you know, when a guitar really just gets old, like the, you know, bridges don't move, tuning pegs and everything get like rusted. But these actually just look old, but act brand new. All right, he's sponsored by Jet City, and Doug over at Jet City, like, he really takes care of us as well. Like, I've had him overnight amps to us before when we needed them. And we've got a 100-watt and 50-watt switch on them, so they're pretty cool for bands that don't have ISO cabs. We've got ISO cabs, so we leave it on the 100-watt setting just because it doesn't matter how loud it gets. And but if you didn't have an ISO cab, you could put it on 50 and get it to break it up at a lower volume. And they make custom name badges for us. It's the Vengeance Switchblade logo. He plays a chorus pedal. That's just pretty much for the clean part in Bat Country. It's got a custom comp, and Scott over at Dunlop really like takes care of us with pedals and stuff like that, and straps, anything we need pretty much. He's got a decimator. That's his noise reduction unit, just because with the high gain and like throwing your guitars around, you want it to be clean stops.
Yeah.
And so it keeps it like where it's really crisp and clean stops. And everything is run through this ground control unit. And he's pretty much just got one main setting. That's his lead setting. Just dirty with a compressor on it and a noise gate, the decimator. And he's got a clean setting, which is just the clean tone on the amp. No pedals, nothing. And that's pretty much just in Buried Alive. He's got a lo-fi pedal, which he uses in Almost Easy. And that's just, I just hit that, and there you go. Almost Easy, lo-fi pedal. And then for Bat Country, this will engage his clean tone with a chorus pedal. I just have them labeled, because just so I can always see it. Yeah, glow in the dark.
Are both amps on at the same time?
No, he's only using one amp. The other one is a backup. I can show you his ISO cab if you like.
Yeah.
This is our ISO cabs. We tend to just keep them in these boxes so we can crank it as loud as we want. Our front of house guy and our monitor guy don't have to fight over the stage volume of the guitar. And also it's good for consistency because these mics, you know, they stay in place. They're not going to get touched by anybody on stage. Nobody's going to really move them. And it's really, you get a consistent sound.
What do you set your drink now, I guess? Or not your drink, but their drinks. It's now that these cabs are gone.
I've just got a little case I use as a bar up on stage. Yeah. And we're actually, we have a Marshall cabinet in there right now. But we've got a Jet City cabinet waiting at our storage space. Classic 30s.
Okay.
Yeah, same speakers. It's just like we wanted to try the Jet City because, you know, I mean, it was engineered to work with that amp. So we just haven't been home to the space to switch the cabinets out. Yeah, but the ISO cabs make a huge difference, though. And we've got Audio-Technica as our wireless provider. We just he's got four different frequencies going, and each one, it's like, this is for his drop D main guitar and his drop C sharp main guitar, and this is his E standard main guitar. And then all the backups are going to be on the fourth one. And so I just switch through here. It's got a multi-selector, so it'll just, whichever tuning it's going to be in, I just hit the button and there it goes. Dunlop is our pick provider.
should have guessed.
Again, Scott, we just usually order them, and they do custom logos. You know, it's got his Vengeance logo. This is why I haven't really had to worry about ordering picks. We've got quite a surplus right now. But we still do sometimes. We had a lot of the old ones, and we changed up the logo for the new when the new record came out. And our strings we get through Ernie Ball. Skinny top, heavy bottoms on all of his guitars. It helps with the detuning. Like the drop C sharp, you know, if you don't have the heavy bottom, it kind of tends to get flubby. It keeps it a little tighter.
Thank you very much for taking the time for walking us through Zaki's rig. This is Chris Keys for Premier Guitar. If you want to check out more rig rundowns and other videos, subscribe to our YouTube channel.